A campus ministry responds to the tragedy of Virginia Tech. Gospel for Asia continues village restoration efforts, and a call goes out for translators to help with an easy-to-read Swahili Bible. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least 30 people are dead in the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. It happened at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia, Monday morning. Frantic calls began pouring in at around 7:15.
Everyone's just really stunned right now.
That's Robert Howe on staff with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at Virginia Tech. He lives across the street from the campus.
I've been trying to contact some of my students and make sure they're okay, and make sure that they know where their friends are, who's involved. So it's been hard getting in touch with people.
InterVarsity has nearly 200 students involved in the Virginia Tech chapter. Howe says as far as helping students on campus, they're going to
point them to the Lord and His sovereignty, and He's in control of this situation. We know that God is at work in this town, and we don't understand what's happened today, but we know that God is in control, and so that's what we're going to keep pointing our students back to.
Pray that this will open doors for them to share the gospel to those hurting. Elsewhere, violence has again targeted Christians in the Gaza Strip Sunday, according to Palestinian police. This time, the victim was the Bible Society. Bible Society partners, E3 partners, Tom Doyle says, the explosion happened shortly after 2 a.m. local time.
A huge bomb exploded in the Bible Society in Gaza. In fact, the whole first floor was really damaged. The roof has fallen and everything in the first floor is pretty much destroyed. At the Bible Society, they have a guard there, and the Islamic terrorist group kidnapped him and beat him up. Then they blew up the Bible Society.
Doyle's concerned about the increasing violence and its impact on ministry.
The UN may declare Gaza an official danger zone, and if it's declared an official danger zone by the UN, then none of the groups that are in there helping will be able to stay, and of course we won't be able to get in. But in the midst of that, that's when God is moving, because people are desperate and folks are coming to the Lord.
You're listening to Mission Network News. About a month after fire destroyed a village in Bihar, India, families are still trying to recover. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
Fire broke out in this small village. You know, over 100 huts, they're all burned down. It was in that village we had our Center for the Children's Education, and that also was destroyed.
The Gospel for Asia Bridge of Hope Center lost all of its school supplies that are provided by Bridge of Hope sponsors in the fire. Yohannan says their Compassion Services teams are working to provide temporary shelter and emergency relief for the fire survivors. While there were no fatalities, the team is tending to emotional and spiritual wounds.
Our people not only do what they can in praying for them, counseling them, encouraging them, and also, you know, helping them. Normal things we do usually after any disaster like that goes after this kind of thing, which also opened the door for us to share and continue about Christ's love.
Next, the World Bible Translation Center, working in Tanzania and Kenya, is narrowing their search for a team of translators and African scholars. They're hoping to produce an easy-to-read Swahili Bible. At a third-grade reading level, the Bible will reach many in Eastern Africa in their heart language. They hope to have the New Testament finished in 3 years and an entire Bible done in 4 years following that. You can donate to the project by visiting our website. And Spiritual Boot Camp in the U.S. at Fort Jackson Army Training Center in North Carolina has brought many recruits to Christ. Frank Busey started a Bible study there several years ago called God's Basic Training. Later, he began showing the Jesus film, which is now seen by 200 to 300 different recruits 5 times a year. At each showing, 20 to 30 recruits come to Christ. The film ties in with the Bible study so new believers can visualize the Jesus that they're learning about and committing their life to. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.